North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. This guest we've had on before, Mr. Marcus Boyd. He's an autism activist, musician, a music maker, and we always love having Marcus on the show. Welcome back to The Mark Wyatt Show, Marcus Boyd.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your amazing platform. I'm so honored. I'm so grateful.
Well, as I told you the last time, you're always welcome, and I appreciate you. I appreciate your efforts when it comes to autism. I appreciate your work when it comes to your music. And as I told you about Marcus Sullivan with Blessed Beats, I've just now become a part of that effort through sharing the Make a Difference Minute on his two-hour program. So I'm excited about maybe some possibilities there when it comes to your music, Marcus.
I'm excited too, and I can't wait to be able to talk to or in the future possibly work with Mr. Sullivan.
We grow so quickly, and so we have a lot of new followers. We have people that are jumping on board, and some people have never heard your story, Marcus. So I would like for you to share, if you would, your story of growing up in Georgia, foster homes, places where you had to be at before you became autism activist Marcus Boyd.
Okay, well, you know, I was born with autism. I didn't start talking until I was 13 at a two-year-old's level, 13 and a half. I got diagnosed April 12th, 1993. At Clifton Springs Mental Health Center. Dr. King was my doctor, and I went to see probably about 10 or 11 other doctors between Atlanta, Georgia, and Brooklyn, New York. And everybody was saying that I have severe and classic autism. And, you know, when they legally diagnosed me, you know, I was on medication anywhere from Ritalin, Paxil, Depakote, Seroquel, Zoloft, you know, just to name a few, until I was from 4 years old until I was almost 21 years old. And I had trouble using a bathroom on myself. I had trouble speaking. I used to rock. I've been in 16 to 17 foster homes, 16 group homes, about 16 mental institutions for inpatients. I went through electrical shock therapy. I've been homeless for almost 2 to 3 years out of my life. Sleeping in dumpsters and eating out of trash cans and stuff of that nature. So, you know, I've been bullied, and I understand the aspects of autism.
What was it, Marcus, that took you from the situations you were in to not being able to verbalize yourself into finding music, your love of music, and your creativity? Where did that come from? When did that start, Marcus?
Well, my grandmother put me up in a church camp for summer. I was like third grade. She put me in band camp up in New York. And we went up there, and my sister used to go up there with me. And she used to help me, you know, because I was unable to verbalize, so she was my mouthpiece. So they allowed her to, you know, basically sleep in the room where it was just me and her instead of me and other boys. Because, you know, I was set apart. And, you know, my love for music came from band camp. I was learning how to play the trumpet. And then they taught me how to play the alto sax. And, you know, it was on ever since.
Who was this band teacher that helped you with your music?
Well, are we talking about high school band or summer camp? Or like when I was in third grade band?
The instruments that you know how to play now, where did that come from? Who was it that took the initiative to say, I see something in you and decided to build on that with you?
Well, his name was Mr. Anderson. You know, he was one of my band teachers in Southwest DeKalb High School. And, you know, he really instilled in me music, and he really instilled in me patience and compassion with music, to understand music notes and theory. To be able to understand BPMs, you know, that's beat per minute, to be able to understand blending, to be able to understand using live instrumentation instead of digital compression sounds. So, you know, it was him that really sparked and put the love in music in me.
So I'm going to ask this, Marcus, because I was bullied myself when I was in school, and there really wasn't much relief from that. Kids are kids. Some of them, they're not mature enough to understand what they're doing to somebody when they're bullying someone that way. But at what point did you start to get some relief from the bullying? Was it when you started being able to verbalize yourself, or when you learned music? What was it that helped with that?
Well, I got a sister named Patty. Everybody call her Big Patty and stuff like that. I have triplet sisters. We call them the J Squad. My sister Tammy. You know, those people was able to really help me in my bullying situations. They used to come to my school when they didn't have to. Big Patty stuffed some people in lockers. You know, she was a big girl. So, you know, that really helped me. They ate lunch with me. They didn't have to eat lunch with me. You know, that really helped me in my situation of bullying, because people used to try to fight me, pick on me, take my book bag, you know, kick me, punch me. And I couldn't sit at certain places at the lunch table.
It seems like sometimes the big kids are the ones that are picked on the most if they realize that the big kid's not going to punch back. And that can be problematic for a kid who is a bigger person to get pushed around by people who are smaller. And it sounds to me like maybe you were a person who you needed your Aunt Patty. You needed those people to help you because you weren't a bully type yourself.
Right. Yeah, I was not bullying people and stuff of that nature. I was just really trying to make it in my class from day to day. That's why I had a behavior aide. His name was Bob Ortner. You know, I was trying to make it in class on an everyday basis. And if I made it to 8 hours, I used to get rewards. Starter jackets, Braves tickets, Crackle Barrel, Ryan's, you know, normal stuff. WCW tickets.
In this conversation, we can't leave out your faith. Faith has moved you to write some of the songs that you have. The music has allowed you to be able to become a Billboard charting, Grammy nominated, successful musician.
And I praise God for that, because without God, then I wouldn't be nowhere. So that's why I chose, you know, to do Christian hip hop, because before I was doing secular music, and, you know, I wasn't really fulfilling myself as I feel more fulfilled doing Christian hip hop. And I always put God first. So, you know, that's my only footstool was God, because when I felt alone, when I felt family members didn't understand, or friends didn't understand, or people didn't want me around, I knew that God wasn't going to shun me.
How about this documentary, Marcus, that was written, I believe it's out now. What about The Boy with No Voice? How did that even come to be?
The Boy with No Voice, I got to give big shout outs and praises to multi-award winning film director Tina Bridges with TLB Productions, you know, in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, she saw something in the same vision that I seen, was to be able to share a short film aspect of a story about a boy with autism being that through my life story. So, you know, I praised her. I praised the cast that was a part of it. And you know, we working on, you know, The Boy with No Voice, the TV series. So,
wow. I had the chance yesterday, Marcus, to listen to the song Crooked. It's a very powerful message, and it sounds to me like after reading some of your story, having you to explain where you came from, the message within it is the life that you existed in, and many people day in and day out have to live within that world.
Well, I only can, you know, Mr. White, I only can talk about the environment that I've seen. Some people see farms. Some people see suburbs. Some people, you know, see apartment buildings. I've seen poverty. You understand what I'm saying? So I only can speak about what I have seen. And then Crooked is more like, you know, when you in poverty and you in the ghetto and you still trying to have faith, or you going through the normal stuff, evictions, or you going through whatever you're going through because you're in that cycle of struggle. So you only can embrace God through your struggle, or how you see yourself through your trial and your tribulation. So even though you try to be on a straight path and have faith and live holy and don't do no things wrong, you're crooked. You make mistakes. You become sinful.
And I think, Marcus, it's very important that we catch young people and we get them under our wings and try to help them where we can. And one of the things that I'm really excited about is Super Marcus, the comic book coming out in 2022. I had a young lady on my program yesterday, and she simply wanted to do a good deed, and she bought a police officer a pizza. And her mom was wondering, why is she buying a pizza? But she wanted to feed a police officer who was working traffic, and she took her own money to do it. Now, I had that little girl on the show, and I had her as the Cool Kid Award from the Mark White Show, and tried to recognize her and thank her for her good deed. The more opportunities we have to reach young people, and I think Super Marcus, the comic book, might be a way to reach some of these young people. That's pretty cool.
Well, first of all, I definitely want to commend the young lady that won the Cool Award and stuff of that nature, because there needs to be more young people that sees people doing good in the community and want to help them and want to reward them with things. And Supermarkets is just a brainchild of mine, because, you know, I felt like autism and music goes hand in hand. So, you know, it speaks about, you know, music, and it speaks about situations and issues dealing with bullying and different other topics that an autistic person can relate to. And anybody can relate to, really. So, you know, that's where Supermarkets come into play at.
I like it. And the young lady's name was Aubrey Strong, and she now has the Good Deed Challenge. It's Aubrey's Good Deed Challenge. Her name is spelled A-U-B-R-E-E, so it's Aubrey's Good Deed Challenge, and she has challenged everyone to do good deeds like she was doing and to hashtag it. So I'm excited about that. And, man, I'm just amazed at you, Marcus, because you find one thing, you do that, and then you see something else, and you go after that, and it really is living a life to the fullest to try to make a difference in the lives of others. And I'm very impressed, Marcus, as I go through the things that you're doing. You're not one who sits on your hands and waits for something. You go after it.
Yeah, speaking of that, you know, I am about to introduce the new logo for the Autism Beats headphones. You know, I do have a podcast that's going to be out in the future. It's called Autism Love Radio and stuff like that. But we're going to revolutionize the way that autistic individuals and kids have wireless and wired headphones. Introducing ABH, Autism Beats Headphones.
And you are always welcome to come back and share about that too. And if it's okay, Marcus, let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, I want you to be able to share how you want people to connect with you, the different things that you're doing, whatever it is. I want somebody to find a place where they can connect with Marcus Boyd. It may be somebody in the autism community. It may be somebody who just enjoys music. It may be someone who wants to watch the documentary. They want to know more about the comic book moving forward. They want to know about the podcast. I just want you to be able to share all that. Will you stick with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks. Marcus Boyd, he is autism activist Marcus Boyd. Glad to have him on the show. This guy, he's amazing. He has done an incredible job reaching out to the world, and the Mark White Show just wants to help. I'm trying to help Marcus move this forward and glad to have him on the show today. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have my guest, Marcus Boyd, on the line with me. We've had a great conversation in the first segment. And in this segment, I want Marcus to be able to share how he wants you to connect with him. Marcus, welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on your incredible, amazing platform.
Thank you, buddy. And there was so much to talk about. Each segment of this conversation, you really could go into a podcast for every single aspect of what you're doing and what you're involved in. I want listeners right now to be able to know how to connect with you, where you want them to find Marcus Boyd, and all the different things that you're involved in.
Okay, so people can go on Instagram at Autism Activist Marcus Boyd, or you can go under Marcus the Interviewer or the Orange Couch Chronicles TV show. You can go on Facebook, Marcus Leonardo Boyd, or you can look up Autism Activist Marcus Boyd on Facebook. The Boy with No Voice, the mini movie, you can look that up. The website's coming soon, AutismActivistMarcusBoyd.com, so people will be able to have access to me. I respond to all messages. I get back to people. A lot of stuff that's about to be in the works. We have Supermarkets, the comic book is on its way for next year. We have Marcus the Hero Inside, the children's book, along with the coloring book, will be out next year. We have the new logo for Autism Beats Headphones, and that's coming out in a couple of days. I'm going to start next year working on the autobiography book, The Boy with No Voice, my autobiography book. And we're going to be working on the TV series, The Boy with No Voice. And we're going to be doing the docuseries, the four-part docuseries, Autism, The American Family Story. I'll be in Exposure Magazine this month as an autism activist. And I'm doing the gala in San Bernardino, California, March 12th of 2022. As one of the lead speakers for the autism event.
That is awesome, Marcus. I'm proud of you, buddy. It's a lot of work to do what you're doing, but this is making a difference. When we get caught up in the work we're doing, sometimes we don't realize how much of an impact we're making. But I want you to know that you're making a huge difference, Marcus, and I'm noticing what you're doing. I know that others are. I've seen you be able to do interviews with others and share what you're doing to make a difference in the autism community, but outside of the autism community as well, because you are an ambassador and you are bringing people together by sharing your story and helping them to understand the life of someone who lives with autism and your own experiences. And people say, you know what? That person is just like me. That person wants to love. That person wants to live. And that person is ambitious. And that person has goals. And that person has dreams just like I do. And I think you're helping to bring that to the forefront as a reality for your life, as well as the life of others who live with autism.
Well, I'm honored because it's never about me. It's always about the individuals and the families with autism. And if I can just touch one person, then I've done my job. That's why I became an autism activist. It's because to help change the narrative and how people see and feel about autism. Because we can be cool, we can be stylish, we can rep, and we can, you know, just be us with having autism. So that's just what it's about.
And you realize, Marcus, that there are people out there right now who have had struggles when they were young people and they can't seem to come out of it. They can't seem to find a way to get over that hump because of so many things that happened to them, traumatic events, things that affected them so deeply that they can't seem to find their path. And I want you and I want myself to be a vehicle for those people to help them understand and to know that no matter what your past was, no matter what your struggle was, no matter how down you got, there's always opportunity out there and you just have to look for it. And once you look for it and you find it, then you go for it with everything that you've got and you use your past, use your pain, but make it your purpose and take that pain and you make a difference in the lives of others just like you've been doing, Marcus.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. I couldn't say it no better.
Marcus Boyd, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show, and I do want people to go to your social media and check you out at Autism Activist Marcus Boyd. They can go to autismactivistmarcusboyd.com and then also follow you on social media. Listen to your music via SoundCloud.
You know, they can go on there or they can go on my page, on my Facebook page and listen to new beats. And they even go to Marcus Boyd Beats, Beats for Sale on Facebook and listen to beats.
All right, say that one more time for me.
They can go on Marcus Boyd Beats, Beats for Sale on Facebook, or they can just go on my regular Facebook page and listen to beats.
Excellent. Marcus Boyd, you're always welcome. It sounds like we have more to talk about in the future as you come out with the new comic book, the autobiography, TV show. You are into a lot, but it's going to make a difference, and I appreciate you, Marcus Boyd.
I appreciate you, too. And continue with your amazing platform. I'm a super fan, and I'm always rooting for you.
You got it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
When we come back, we're going to have special guest Carrie Gilbert during the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment as we talk about Rocking at the Roxy on December the 4th, featuring the KGB with special guests Robin Akers and Lauren Ritter's Russellville Elementary School 5th Grade Chorus. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Hey folks, right now I'm with Quentin Ingram as we talk about the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway taking place at Foodland in Elgin.
Hey, this is Quentin Ingram. Just wanted to let y'all know that we are receiving donations, bicycles that you want to bring out. I will be there 7 to 5 almost every day. You can reach the store at 256-247-1958. Or you can reach me on my cell phone, which is 256-275-6275.
We hope you'll support the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway in honor of Antonio Dion Clark Jr. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes. Listen to your eyes.
You can sing
a rainbow. Sing a rainbow.
Sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange.
And we're back. You are listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I'm glad to have my friend Carrie Gilbert on the line with me right now as we talk about the Roxy in Russellville, Alabama, and a special event coming up, Rocking at the Roxy, December the 4th. Now, if you're listening on Friday night, that's tomorrow night. If you're listening on Saturday morning, that is tonight, featuring the KGB with special guests Robin Akers and Lauren Ritter's Russellville Elementary School 5th Grade Chorus. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Kerry Gilbert of the Kerry Gilbert Band.
Hello there, Mark. How are you today, buddy?
Doing great.
Great. I'm so glad to be back on your show, and thank you again for having me. And we're excited to be at the Roxy again coming up on December the 4th. And we hope folks will come out and get in the Christmas spirit. Get your Christmas spirit on, as they say. And we've got a good show lined up for everyone. I appreciate you talking with me and discussing the wonderful historic Roxy Theater and talking about my band and our special guest that we're going to have coming up at the Roxy December the 4th. We've got some really good entertainment coming up with Robin Akers.
We'll be talking about what's going on rocking at the Roxy with Robin Akers and also Lauren Ritter's Russellville Elementary School 5th grade chorus here in just a minute, but I did want to talk about the great experience that we had as a family and the community had when Daryl Worley came to the Roxy last month. Man, what an incredible event that was.
It was definitely one for the books, I'll tell you. It was a memorable night. It was a wonderful crowd. And I hope and I'm pretty sure that the Arts Council made some money to help with their ongoing operation there, which is a costly thing to pay those light bills and the heating bills there, the power bill. But yes, man, what was supposed to be a approximately 2-hour show turned into a 4-hour show, totally off the cuff, unplanned. Daryl got up there and was supposed to do about 30 minutes with acoustic guitar, and he ended up playing more, and we backed him up on 3 of his big hits, and so we took a break and came back, and here Daryl is with his acoustic guitar around his neck. He said, "I'm ready to sing some harmony," so he wanted to play with my band, the KGB, the rest of the night. And so we were so glad and happy, and we ended up playing until 11 p.m., which was a bit long for some folks, but no one left. I think I saw 2 people leave. But from 7 to 11, we really had a good time. But we normally play from 7 to 9 p.m., so don't worry, folks. We won't keep you there 4 hours tomorrow night, or tonight, rather.
I loved it, and I love the historic building. I love the environment that's there. And what a great community there in Russellville. I was a police officer there while I was dating my wife, April. It was a great town to work in at that time, and I know it has grown quite a bit since then, and I do love the people in Russellville, and you get a great crowd there, Kerry, a great supportive crowd, because to keep a historic theater like that alive, to have people like Daryl Worley come and to play, it takes that support from the community. Can you imagine if no one came to the Roxy and you had someone like Daryl Worley and nobody showed up? And of course, it was quite the opposite, that a lot of people came out and they had a really good time. You could just tell that.
It was definitely a good vibe, a good energy there in the Roxy that night. And it would be awful if no one supported it, and to have a legendary country singer like Daryl Worley perform and to, you know, 40 people, that would be embarrassing. But that totally was not the case. It probably 400 people showed, I suppose, and everyone seemed to have a good time. There he is, and what a storyteller he is, and he could write a book on his experiences. But anyway, yes, it's a wonderful vibe there in that old historic theater. And if one has never experienced a live music show at the historic Roxy, I highly recommend coming to one of our shows. And the Christmas show would be a great one for you to come to.
Look, I'm excited about Robin Akers going to be there for this Christmas concert, but I'm also really excited about Lauren Ritter and her Russellville Elementary School 5th grade chorus going to be there. John Ritter, I don't know if you know the history, but John Ritter was our ball boy at Lauderdale County High School when I was a kicker in Rogersville. His dad was my head coach, Coach Ronnie Ritter. And so John married Lauren, and here she is, a singer herself, and then also with her fifth grade class now to bring them in. I'm excited for Lauren. I'm excited for John and that family. Anytime I see something good happening, of course, John is now the head coach of Russellville High School, so you can imagine how I feel. The kid that used to take my kicking tee off the field onto the sideline or give us water bottles or catch the balls, he's now the head coach of Russellville High School, so it kind of makes me feel a little bit aged.
I suppose it does. But isn't that a great story, Mark? I mean, that's awesome. And the same with Robin Akers. It makes me feel aged when his father, Roger Akers, was one of my football coaches at Russellville. And Robin was a little ball boy running around, you know, getting us water. And and now that he's grown and quite an accomplished musician himself, it's crazy. It makes you reflect back about your former years, I suppose you could say, and how quickly time has flown by, you know.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the gentleman that's coming to the Roxy, Robin Akers. Tell us about him and what he does.
Robin is a locally well-known pianist, and he plays very well. He's one of the best piano players I've heard. He's got a natural ear, plays by ear, and he puts his own style on the music he plays. He played with us a couple of years ago in 2019 on our Christmas show, and really just everyone loved the beautiful Christmas music that he played. We had him scheduled for December of 2020, and of course COVID shut our music show at the Roxy down for, I suppose, 14 months. So we had to postpone and rain check his appearing at the show. So we went ahead and booked him for December of 2021. And so here we are with him. And he will play some traditional classic hymns, Christmas songs. Really, really is an accomplished player. And it will put you in the Christmas spirit, I promise.
Now, Carrie, how did you get Lauren Ritter and her Russellville Elementary School fifth grade chorus to be a part of this Rocking at the Roxy Christmas event?
Well, Mark, I've known Lauren for several years. She's a great singer herself, and she has been around the Shoals area. She sings with the band Tremaine, with Mike Mayhall, who is a well-known guitar player and singer, and well-known band around these parts. And Lauren is, of course, the choir director at the Russellville Elementary School. And I was thinking that, well, you know, these children, I like to promote young folks who have an interest in music. And I thought it would be cool to give them an opportunity to come on the show and get their feet wet in front of a live audience in a historic theater. You know, that's quite a eye-opening experience for a fifth grader. I remember when I was a young man, started singing in front of the school body in the seventh grade, I believe it was, in junior high school. And, of course, I was a bit nervous being a young 12-year-old, and these kids are even younger, being in the fifth grade. This gives them an opportunity to perform and kind of get a taste for it at a ripe age where say, a 10-year-old could or 11-year-old may want to pursue music, and hopefully they'll enjoy themselves. And it gives their parents and grandparents an opportunity to come and hear their child, you know, in that environment. It's pretty cool. I like watching their little faces light up when the crowd gives them a big standing ovation and a big applause. I've had similar groups in over the years, school groups, and those children really do get a charge out of performing in front of a big audience.
How about the KGB? So, do they get a charge out of performing in front of a big audience too?
We sure do. We enjoy performing in front of a small audience, but if it's a large, active in environment, it sure is a lot of fun, and we feed off the crowd, and it makes for an enjoyable night. It surely does. And when you've got a live audience that's very receptive and bantering back and forth with the band, it's a lot of fun. We did that with the show with Daryl Worley, and the crowd was really into it, and it makes it gives you a natural high on stage as a performer. And it's hard to come off of that high after the show. I believe after the Daryl Worley show, he and I stood out on the sidewalk until 1:15 or 1:20 Sunday morning talking after everyone had left. We were on a high, you know, just talking for 30 minutes out there in the cold. And I got home and just reliving the moments in my head of what had transpired earlier that night. I think it was 3:30 or 4 a.m. by the time I got to sleep after that last show. So it does energize the band, and it does put an entertainer on a natural cloud nine, if you will. So it's good. It's a good thing. I wish everyone could experience it.
One of the things that I was able to do was buy a couple of Daryl Worley T-shirts and get him to autograph those shirts and then auction them for Van for Skyler, as we're trying to get the Really family a wheelchair accessible van. And that fundraiser raised $170 for those two T-shirts. And I was really thrilled that that happened. And I do want to mention that if somebody wants to support Skyler Really in this effort for a van, a wheelchair accessible van, they can go to GoFundMe.com/van-4-Skyler Skyler, S-K-Y-L-E-R, and give that family a little bit of hope this Christmas season, donating to their effort to help them get that wheelchair accessible van. Skyler is 17 years old, and his body has just basically given up on him. Physically, he's unable to do a lot of things, and it just happened a couple of years ago. He was perfectly healthy, and then he wasn't. So we're trying to help this family in Five Points, Tennessee, as I had mentioned to you, but I'm very excited. You know, the thing about it is, Kerry, when you have an event like what's going to take place December the 4th, you don't know what can come from it. You know, there's always something out there. There's always some way to make a difference. And if we're looking for those things, and yes, it's great to be entertained. It's great to be able to enjoy ourselves in a concert setting like the historic Roxy Theater. It's also good for us to be mindful of all the things that are happening around us. Maybe there's somebody there that we talk to, that we make contact with, that needs our help. Maybe there's something that we can do to help somebody that's outside of the Roxy Theater. And if we're always thinking that way, that people around us need certain things, and you know, that $10 ticket for somebody to go into the concert, you know, that might be something someone could gift somebody and say, I want you to go enjoy this with your family. And I think that's important, that we think about people who might not be able to necessarily do those things, and here we are. We get to enjoy pretty much as we want to.
That's true, Mark. I'm glad you mentioned that. That you just never know what will happen after an event like this. And I do hope the family does raise enough funds for a wheelchair accessible van. That's a very noble thing you're doing. And I always appreciate you for looking out for people and wanting to do good things for people, and I commend you and salute you for that. Now, that's a great idea. If folks want a gift, a family, say a four that may not be able to afford a night at the Roxy, well, that's $40, or, well, children's tickets are $5, so it may not be that much, but they can go on Eventbrite.com and pull up December 4th, Roxy Theater, Russellville, and maybe gift another family some tickets if you know of someone that might enjoy the show within driving distance. they can do that. That would be a great idea and a great Christmas gift.
Absolutely. And let's tell people, Kerry, now how people can get tickets for this special Christmas concert.
Yes, we're going to be playing Christmas songs at the Roxy. And Lauren Ritter, I meant to add, will actually sing a song with my band. So that'll be an extra treat there, along with her fifth grade chorus that she's directing. And Robin Akers, of course, will be playing 15 or 20 minutes worth of classic Christmas music. Now, folks can show up at the door and get tickets, at which the door opens at 6 p.m. and the show starts promptly at 7 p.m. Or they can stay, save standing in line on the sidewalk. We just don't know what the weather's going to be. I haven't checked, but if you'd rather just get your tickets ahead of time, go to eventbrite.com. That's B-R-I-T-E.com, eventbrite.com. And they can type up December 4th Roxy Theater, several keywords, KGB, December 4th Roxy, and the show will pull up there, and they can order those tickets for a small, maybe a $2 fee added on to the ticket price. But it would save you standing in line and save you some time. You know, you could show up closer to showtime and walk in with your prepaid ticket, and just you'll get a notice on your phone and can show that at the door, and they'll scan you in. But yeah, we really would love for folks to come out, Mark, and get your Christmas spirit on.
Glad to hear it, and I'm looking forward to rocking at the Roxy December the 4th. Again, if you're listening on Friday night, this is taking place tomorrow night. If you're listening on Saturday morning, it's taking place tonight. This is Rocking at the Roxy at the historic Roxy Theater, the Christmas concert featuring the KGB, the Kerry Gilbert Band, with special guests Robin Akers and Lauren Ritter's Russellville Elementary School 5th grade chorus. Doors open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7 p.m. It's downtown Russellville. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com. Adults are $10, kids 6 to 12, $5, and under 6 years old for free. Kerry Gilbert, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share not only what's happening at the Roxy, but what's happening in your life. And I do wish you well as you continue to battle your cancer. I know that that's something that has been a big deal in your life, and just know that we support you here at the Mark White Show too.
Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate you, appreciate your prayers, and I thank everyone else for your prayers. Hey, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be on your show. You do such a wonderful thing for the area and the community and surrounding counties, and I really appreciate the good that you do and the love you bring to people and sharing good things, wholesome things, to try to help others. And thank you, and I commend you, sir. And I appreciate you having me on your show again. It's always fun to speak with you.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, Kerry Gilbert.
Thank you, brother.
When we come back, we're going to have an episode of Cora's Corner. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner. Today, Cora will be reading poems from Golden Book, Richard Scarry's Best Mother Goose Ever.
Georgie Porgie Pudding and Pie kissed the girls and made them cry. When the boys came out to play, Georgie Porgie ran away. Hey diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with the spoon. To market, to buy a fat pig, home again, jiggity jig. To market, to buy a fat hog, home again, jiggity jog.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
You've been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner. Tune in every Saturday to hear Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show. Again, we appreciate Marcus Boyd for joining us here on The Mark White Show. You can check him out at autismactivistmarcusboyd.com. We also appreciate Kerry Gilbert to share about Rocking at the Roxy, the historic Roxy Theater, with their event taking place December the 4th with the KGB, the Christmas show, with special guests Robin Akers and Lauren Ritter's Russellville Elementary School 5th Grade Chorus. I also want to congratulate Aubrey Story and Maddie Tate for receiving the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award. Congratulations to these young ladies. We also appreciate Cora and her episode of Cora's Corner. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you're encouraged by this show, that you're inspired by it, and that you will share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. I hope that you'll follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good.